Hey guys, it's Tanya back with another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I am not solo today. Dorothy is not here with me today because she's taking care of baby, of course, and we all understand. But I do have someone very special here with me today. She's not only a friend of mine, she's very well known in San Diego for multiple reasons. We have, do I call you Coco San Diego or do I call you Courtney?
Either way, Coco's my name now, you know?
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people really call you Coco?
Oh my gosh, all the time. I'll get people like, excuse me? And I'm like, yeah? And they're like, are you Coco? And my husband like rolls his eyes and walks the other way. But yeah, I guess I'm Coco now.
Okay. So we're here with Courtney Cordero. She, I've met her along the way. I think I first met you, I don't know if it was through the radio station or through the Y.
Well, it probably would have been
maybe
through
both.
Because
we
the
both.
Y, we do advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Courtney, I can't call you Coco yet. I don't know why. I just know you as Courtney, yeah.
You know me in a professional setting.
I know, weird. Okay, wait. Maybe by the end of this podcast, I can call you Coco.
I love it.
We met when I was on Energy 103.7 when I had the show with Sonic, and we worked together,
yeah.
And I kind of just became your friend, and then I followed you on Instagram, and then I saw your Instagram. I literally saw your Instagram grow to where it's at now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So if you need to go follow her right now, go ahead and just where can we find you on Instagram?
@ Coco_San Diego.
And you're gonna want to do that, you guys, because it's just the cutest and the best, and you do it all for good reason too. Like, you're very good with what you use your voice for. So
I'm just gonna come here every week so you can give me all these compliments, because I am like I can't stop smiling.
Stop it. Okay, Courtney, so I'm gonna have you go ahead and tell us what you do, who you are, and how people know you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always say I'm a fundraiser by day, because that's what I do for the YMCA.
Yeah.
I support 19 YMCAs and raising lots of money for our community and families in need. But I'm an adventurer by night. So really what that means is that I'm out and about, from events to different restaurants to pretty much anything that has to do with San Diego.
Yeah.
I am out there and doing.
I don't know an event, a restaurant, a movie, an opening of any a new food in San Diego that you have not tried, seen, done, been to. You are literally everywhere. I don't even know how you had time to come here today.
I know.
But it's so fun. It's fun to watch your life. And
I love it.
You can tell that you love it, you know? For me, sometimes I get a little tired. I'm like, I can't, not today. You know, like, I need to stay home. I don't know how you have the energy to do it all.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny too, because I'll go to a lot of stuff and I just don't post about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
oh my gosh,
you know, and then like later on I'll just post about it, so people
I see.
I'm out a lot. But I remember when it first started, I was at work one day and someone was like, you're here? And I was like, what? They're like, I thought you were wine tasting in Temecula. I'm like, it's 9 a.m. Who's wine tasting at 9 a.m. in Temecula? But people, that was a good thing for me to like realize that people are always thinking like I'm doing that thing right then and there. I think now it's a little bit less, but like 2 years ago, people were like, took it literally that I was there right then and there.
And I feel like I was one of those people. I never said it to you, but part of me was like, how does she work at the Y? You have such a great job there, and I know what you do. I've seen you at work, because I work closely with the Y too. I don't work for them, but I'm on the board, you know, and I'm a member and I love them. But I would see something like that too. I'm like, I wonder if her boss just like lets her go to these events.
I know. I mean, people have asked, but sometimes too. And now it's kind of weird, because now it's almost a safety thing.
Mm.
I've noticed.
And oh,
because
yes.
I've been at places and got DMs of like, hey, you were in the restaurant and I was scared to introduce myself. Like, weird dudes. And so
I was going to say, I mean, if they're just fans, that's fine. But if you know that they're a little weird,
most of them are really, like, I would say 98%. But there's been one or two where I'm like, ooh, gosh. Mm. So sometimes I'll just take all the pictures or the content before and then have fun. And then when I leave and like, then I'll upload the stories or such.
Yeah. If you are listening, we're actually getting tips on what to do if you're ever in a position like Courtney, who is, I'm going to say it, I know you hate to say it, but you are an influencer. You are officially an influencer. I don't know what makes someone officially an influencer, but yeah. I mean, you could tell if you go to her Instagram account, you could just tell. You just know it. And you get invited to events.
Yeah, a lot of them.
To specifically go to them and post about them, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So,
and I restaurants mean. And actually in the last, I would say 6 months, I've been learning to say no.
Oh.
To a lot of things.
You?
I know.
You've said no? No.
I know. It's really hard because I get FOMO, but what happens is I'm like, go, 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 go. And then I'm like burnt out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I really don't want to be there.
So you have to pick and choose. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's okay. I think you're in a place to, well, one, that's good for you.
Absolutely.
And two, I think you're in a place now to where you can do that, you know, like you have the ability to do that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been the coolest item you've received opening or anything like that?
Okay, this is random.
Okay.
But so if you do follow me, you'll know my love for Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Can I just say this? We're in a safe space and I love you. And I'm Courtney's white.
Straight up.
She's very white, but you do love Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Love Tijuana.
Yes,
love,
you do.
You know, like, I'm going
Ensenada.
To Mexico City.
Yeah. You go everywhere in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, really cool. There was a Cholos game here in San Diego. They came and they played FC. I'm really bad at soccer names. I like Cholos. I like the Cholos.
Yeah, so, you do.
So it was really cool. I got to do a meet and greet and be on the field.
I think
and
I saw
do,
that.
Like that one. And I think the coolest part of it was it was something my husband liked too, because so many of them are like literally restaurants or, you know, girly events or different things. So to see him get like,
like
for the first time he was actually excited to like go to something like that, and it was something he got to brag to his friends about, and so I think it was just so unique too. And we were front row, and it was so there's that. I've been I got offered to do a 4-day trip to Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so when you say you're offered, I mean this is essentially free.
Oh yeah.
Right? With
100%.
With exchange of like posting and spreading the word through your platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's goals.
I know. Well, I was so sad because it was actually I had a work event for work, and it was our major donor event, so where we get to thank all our donors, and so can't miss that. So I had to say no to it.
Oh no,
I know,
but
hurt so
I respect that.
Yeah,
I respect that.
So I works first for me, or the wise first, and so this is fun stuff.
Oh my god, and I'm sure something like that will come again. There's no way that won't. Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
I know. Wow. It was to promote the Cross Border Express. So
because
it's so easy.
Very easy. It really is. You've used it.
Oh yeah.
Every time, I'm sure.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Wow. Okay. I haven't used it yet, but I've heard great things. So when this baby's out, I can go back to Mexico.
I know. That's like, people keep asking about me for kids, too. And
I'm sure you're getting
people
that.
People are like, you're going to be a mommy blogger. I was like, ew, don't say that.
But you will be. I already know it. I think of you all the time when I'm like, oh, her life is going to change. Oh. And then there's just so many things when you are pregnant and become a mom that I can only imagine that you would use your platform
too. I don't know what heck I'm going to do with my feed, because I have a cocktail in my hand in pretty much every picture.
That's all right. That's okay.
So it's going to be a lot of mocktails.
Mocktails. Girl, I'm telling you right now, that is my life. At first, when I first got pregnant, I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm not missing booze. Like, it's fine. This is easy. I can do this for 9 months. I feel like the closer that I get to it, and I think also because it's been summer and it's been hot, I have been wanting an alcoholic beverage so badly. But I do appreciate places that do make a good mocktail, because
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. You see, that'll be you. You'll tell us where all the good mocktails are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say, from what I hear, this place has great cocktails.
Oh, man. I'm sorry you're getting that question.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
All the time.
It's so annoying. So when are you going to? No, just wait.
Yeah,
no,
right? I don't know.
No, don't even answer that, girl. Don't, because it's horrible. I hate it. So We're here with, again, influencer Coco San Diego. Coco Courtney from The Y, wherever, however you want to know her. Just Courtney. I'm going to call you that because that's what I call you. So I have noticed that you are really good at booking really nice looking Airbnbs.
Oh, heck yeah, girl.
That's your thing. You know, on top of everything else.
Oh my gosh. If you go to my Airbnb like saved list, it's like every place I want to go has a saved Airbnbs. And they're, of course, they're always the cutest. They have to be.
Well, that's where I'm kind of going with it because, you know, my husband is really good at picking a good Airbnb and he picks it based on other things like location. Like he does all the booking of our Airbnbs. Anytime we travel, we pretty much stay at an Airbnb for the most part. And he's always spot on with that. I helped book a recent Airbnb that we went to celebrate my sister-in-law, whom my soon-to-be sister-in-law, who she's marrying my brother in December. And me and the other bridesmaids, we booked an Airbnb in Desert Hot Springs, which is real close to Palm Springs. And this house is called the Palm Bomb. And it is...
Oh, my gosh.
It was so cute. I have not ever been to a house where it's just cute everywhere you look. It felt almost unreal. It felt like I was in, I was Alice in Wonderland, and like just everywhere you looked was something adorable and cute. And
now I'm going to have to go.
I have to show you these pictures. They're really cute. So everything in the house is pink. There's pink walls, pink leaves, a pink telephone, a pink record player, a pink knife set, a pink... bookcase, a pink globe. I mean, I'm not kidding. I have to show you the picture. I mean, not everything, right? But it was perfect, and it was definitely an Instagram house, right?
I love it.
And the reason why I know that too is because the girls that I went with, love them. All of them are like 8 years younger than me, right? So I was not only pregnant and mom to be, but I truly was like the mom of the house that weekend.
Love it.
But I quickly realized that the priority was to stay at the house and take pictures anywhere and everywhere. We literally spent about 2 hours taking just pictures of us. And these are not like silly. These are serious ass pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's a side note. I love that your husband picks out picks out good locations.
Yeah, yeah.
My husband, he's booked an Airbnb once for us.
Oh, no.
In LA.
Oh, no.
And we drive up, and I'm like, babe, this is in Skid Row.
No, you're lying.
I swear to God, this was like 6 months ago. He was trying to do something nice and like a getaway weekend, and literally it was in, he was like, I picked it because it's central LA. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no.
And it literally was like on the map, Skid Row. So
yeah. Oh, well, thank you, JJ. Thank you for not doing that.
Yes.
But I'm sure that your husband learned after that.
Yeah.
To just give it to you.
Yep, exactly. And then I'll pick all the cute places so that he can have so we can have a photo shoot in there.
Right, exactly. And so this is what I'm curious about. So I just, you know, I was part of the fun too. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to be taking pictures in every room with all those different walls and, you know, just adorable things. But I was like, wow, like this is what it's turning into. Airbnb, like when you're swiping and you're looking at all the pictures of a possible house that you may want to rent, you're looking for Instagram worthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Rooms and places to take a photo.
Who cares about comfort? Is it a hot pink sofa or not? Like,
and here's the thing: like, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just, I don't know. Part of me was just like, who am I?
I know. You know what's funny? You mentioned that. So I went over the summer for my best friend's 30th. We went to my cabin up in Tahoe. And it is just like, it's a cabin. Mm-hmm. It's not a mountain mansion when, you know, some friends say, come out of my cabin.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, this is a freaking house.
Right, you know? Right.
Like,
yes.
Mine is like an A-frame, has a loft, like
I love
artwork
that.
From 1970s, like so much dust that you have to take like a, you know, a Benadryl because you're having an allergic reaction. But it was funny, like I found myself like, okay, guys, I'm so sorry. They were great. They were like, oh my God, it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's so rustic. And so it went from like, because it's always booking like the cutest, modern, like, awesome place. And yeah, it's just funny. They were like, no, it's like rustic. And so here we are taking pictures because it's like, oh, look at us mountain women. And like,
stop, I can see it.
I hate it. I sometimes
just, like,
hate
dying
it.
Inside.
I sometimes hate it, yeah.
But that's true. I mean, it's probably something, it was probably cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's your cabin?
It's my family's cabin.
Oh,
I wish I, yeah.
Sorry.
Wish I was a baller. It's funny that it's literally a cabin. Has mm-hmm. two bedroom, a loft, and yeah, like an A-frame.
Yeah.
And all the houses around it have literally been bought up and literally our mountain mansions.
Oh.
And
oh,
my grandmother's always like, the land is worth more than our cabin.
It sounds really cute, though.
It is really cute. And it's
yeah,
a great. It was
where
nice.
Is this?
In Tahoe Dono.
Okay.
So in Truckee.
Wow.
North Shore Tahoe.
Never been there. But
so pretty.
Oh, I hope I can go one day. I'm sure we will. So what are some of your tips when you are booking an Airbnb? Like, what are you looking for? Because I will say this, a lot of people reach out and they're like, how do you find these places? You know, yeah, like, how do you always stay in cute places? And I'm like, I just do my research. I don't
yeah
know. It does take a lot of research and a lot of patience and a lot of reading reviews. And
totally.
So what are some of your tips?
So I'm always about location because yeah, especially if you don't have a car, like I want to be able to walk places and, you know, and normally I'm just eating and drinking the whole time. So I probably do need to get a little bit of exercise in somehow.
Yeah.
And if that means 10,000 steps walking around town, then let's
sure
do it.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Okay, so Airbnb is super helpful, but actually hashtags are too.
On Instagram. So what do you search?
Or I'll search locations, just even like that city.
Okay.
Because people post stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And especially if there's any bloggers or any
yeah
influencers or anyone that's getting a lot of comments, it's going to show all the top anyway.
Right.
So I definitely do it for like hotel, even like restaurants and different places. I'll put like, you know, SD foodie. I mean, I'm talking about San Diego, but then that way I can see, and then you see all the beautiful pictures, and
that's
you can
so
kind of figure out from there. And then from there, I'll go look it up.
Wow.
And be like, oh, okay, is this place legit or is
that's
it just
a
one?
Great tip. I never thought, because you're right, because people use Instagram to kind of show off their Instagram worthy places, whether it is a dish, whether it's in
yeah
a restaurant, a hotel, an Airbnb.
I'll do that. I'll be like, hashtag San Diego hotels
yeah
or
yeah
when I'm like looking in Mexico City to book for that place too, it was the same thing. I was like looking, I'm like, oh, do I want to stay in a hotel, do I want to do an Airbnb, like
yeah
do I want to, you know, split it up? And but there were so many freaking cute places in Mexico City that
hotels or Airbnbs really,
like every single one of them has like a terrace and
oh my gosh.
But they get snatched up quick.
Do they?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say someone's never used Airbnb before. Or what's the other website? What's the other one?
VRBO.
Yeah, do you ever use that one?
Not really. I think we used it once a long time ago.
I have
for bigger groups.
Oh.
I have found like more larger vacation rentals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On VRBO. But
yeah,
Airbnb is my go-to.
Yeah, me too. Us too. So yeah, say they've never used it before, they're a little afraid, they don't know where to start, you know, my first thing is read the reviews. But I know that it could be a little sketchy sometimes, like if there either is one or three reviews or the price is really good for how beautiful the house looks.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest?
If it looks too good to be true, it's too good to be true. That's
yeah
like with anything, right?
Yeah.
But I same thing. I'll go in and read the reviews. Sometimes they're so lame. It's like, this picture of Marilyn Monroe topless really made me feel uncomfortable and I couldn't look at it all weekend. 2 stars.
Oh yeah.
You know?
That's oh
and everyone
my
else
gosh
is like, location's great, great host, and like you get 2 stars because someone is in, you know,
yeah
lame.
Yeah.
But I'll go in like cleanliness, like mm-hmm cleanliness, location. I always honestly location is like number one.
Mm.
And if there's like a lot of people will write in there like, oh, hey, there's a cute coffee shop around the corner. Like, you should check it out.
Yeah.
And so I look for stuff like that when
yeah
I'm going to stay at places and how the host was, you know, where they
right
Were they great? Were they
attentive? Were they the communication was clear? Yeah, because yep. I'm remembering now. When we went to New York a couple of years ago, we booked an Airbnb in the Upper West Side.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Tiny but beautiful. We wanted to feel like New Yorkers, so that's why we did that, and we did. And then our second half of the trip, we stayed in Brooklyn, and wow, that one was a little sketch.
did it look cute?
Actually, no.
Oh,
neither. I think at that point we were looking for location, and it was a prime spot, but the inside was not exactly like what we had seen in the pictures. Mm. I know. Thank God it was only like 2 days. I mean, I know that it didn't happen, but it felt like a rat could have, you know, easily walked past us in there. I know.
I once stayed at a Travelodge and I cried.
Oh my, because?
Well, just because I hated it. And I had to check out. I sound so freaking snooty. And like
she's not snooty, you guys. I swear she's really not. She's far from it.
Yeah, I'm like, I live in Tijuana half the time, okay? No. but really, like, I like was like, I am never doing this again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so that one, we kind of fooled us a little bit. But also, we knew we were kind of taking a risk just because we wanted the location. It was a prime spot. Really prime spot, but
and sometimes it's like it's worth it if it's just for the day or two. I'm down to rough it if it's a day or two and right. I'm like in the coolest spot ever.
Then that's kind of what our situation was. Yeah,
but if I'm like wanting to like relax at all on it, like nah, it's gotta be.
Yeah, and so you say location is the first thing you look at. Where does decor and cute walls and really, you know, where does that fall?
Honestly, probably second.
Yeah.
But I hate saying that. I'm like, no, location and house and cleanliness. And it's like, no, how freaking cute is it?
But I think that's part of the fun of like booking an Airbnb.
Oh,
it's like you're living in another house, like a really cute, decorated, adorable house for a couple of days.
Lord
like, why
my
not?
My house doesn't look like that. You
actually,
know,
yours does. And I'm not a stalker, but you do post some things on your stories that, you know, from
just
your
the
home.
Front room, because everywhere else I could close the door so nobody sees my piles of clothes that are hanging
I like
on the
that.
Floor.
You're being real. I like that. I like that. But yeah, why not, right? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It's funny you say that because I'm like, these booking for Mexico City, I was like, but this one has a neon sign.
This is so silly, right?
One has a friggin' rooftop. The rooftop was like,
okay.
Like, cool to have a rooftop, but it was just like a bistro set.
Oh my gosh, is that horrible?
I know, I do.
But you're being on. I mean, this is really what a lot of women and some men think about when they're booking places.
I know.
Yeah. And hosts. They know this because they sell their home like this. They know that neon sign is going to get someone. They know
absolutely.
That pink couch is going to get someone.
A lot of places, too, with if they're that person hosts multiple places, a lot of their places will look the same. So sometimes
yes.
I do that. If I'm like, oh, I love this place, and it's like, oh, it's booked, I'll click the host and look at all their other listings.
Yeah.
Because if they own a few in the building or such, there's normally like the same aesthetic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or it's the same person managing it, which is like awesome.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's another tip too. Ooh, we're getting so many tips. Thank you. Thank you. I know, like I said, a lot of people reach out and they're like, how do you find these places? And I don't really know how to say it other than, I don't know. I just looked it up and I looked at the reviews and it looked cute.
Yeah.
But you're giving some really good tips that I know that people could use. So along the lines of picking a home that has very like Instagram worthy, you know, places to take pictures. Taking pictures. Courtney, I think you're probably like the an influencer that I'm maybe like closest to, and I know
I
we're not
it.
That close, but I would say I feel most comfortable with you.
Yeah.
But I've also like I've seen your account grow so fast, so quick. And I always think about you when, because you know, with my job, I've had to do this for a while,
right.
You know, like since social media blew up. but I'm not officially an influencer. I don't know. I don't know how.
I don't know.
I get some emails sometimes. They're like, hey, like, you know, reaching out as an influencer. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's so weird. That's weird. I know.
Lean into it, girl.
I know. It's just, I don't know. It's probably a confidence thing, an issue that we can tackle another time. But
next podcast.
Right. But I always think about you when, like, they're like, oh, like, if we send you this, can you provide us with two pictures or something like that? And I will only if I believe in the product or if I, like, think it's, you know. But I always think about you when I'm like, how do I, like, when I'm posing for the picture?
Honestly, posing is the worst.
Well, you make it look really easy, Courtney.
Okay.
You make it look damn easy.
You could see, I've got 30,000 photos. 30,000.
Oh my gosh.
Because, like, my husband will take.
So we got to talk about that.
80. And I'm like, let's try it again. How about over here?
Okay, wait. I'm curious about this too because, you know, my husband has to take my pictures sometimes too. And now he's just kind of used to it. But there was a time we went through a rough patch where I was like, can you please try to make me look cute? Like, do you not see that roll right there? Or do you not, my hair is sticking up right there? And we've literally gotten in fights over it. And I feel so silly.
Stupid, I know.
Like,
I've been there, girl.
And now he kind of just, like, he's getting better.
Yeah.
But now, do I feel bad? Do I feel silly even talking about this? This is our lives.
Oh, totally. You know why it's funny? My husband has, well, one, he's been able to benefit from a lot of the stuff.
Right.
Like, tons of date nights, beer events, and all that. So, like, he sees, like, but then he also gets, like, at first I think he was getting embarrassed.
Mm.
Like, he was like, oh.
Taking pictures of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's an Instagram husband.
Yeah, he is. But he's also super introverted. He's like, if you meet him, you'd be like, no, he's not an introvert.
That's like my husband, where you wouldn't think it, and then, yeah.
And that kind of stuff just makes him uncomfortable, where I'm complete opposite. I'm like, wah! You know, all over the place. But now it's funny. I think now he starts to notice it because then he knows if he doesn't catch it, I'm going to want another picture.
So he'd rather just do it right the first time.
Yeah.
So he's not there for two hours.
He'll be like, hey, there's a napkin in there and I know you're not going to like it. It has food on it. So I'll be like, okay, good. Thank you.
He's officially an Instagram husband. And this is not to make fun.
No.
Because I think for a while the Instagram husbands were made fun of.
Totally.
But I think now they're more so praised.
Yeah.
You know, and just like.
Patient men.
Yeah.
Patient. I'll tell you.
Patient men and women, whoever is your photographer, you know, an official photographer.
And now he just doesn't and, like, doesn't care that much. But there's still sometimes contention.
I know. I was going to say, because even, you know, like, even when you have a pretty dish in front of you and you're like, wait, don't eat anything yet. Let me take a picture.
I'm queen of that. Everyone hates going to dinner with me.
Oh, stop.
I'm like, just let me get this stupid picture.
Yeah. But you're really, I mean, you make it look really easy. And I guess that's what Instagram is, right? You see all the good things. You never see the bad things. You see all the easy parts of being a mom, easy parts of being a woman, even whatever it is.
Yeah.
You don't see the ugly ever, usually, sometimes.
And that's why I, like, if you look at my feed, it's not, I feel like my poses are a little more natural, where some of the girls are like dropping down, throwing up the peace sign. They're doing like, it looks like a runner stretch. You know, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
They're like grabbing their belt loop and like.
Like something you would never, ever do, ever in a natural setting. Yeah.
Right. So I try not to like, I mean, if I get one like that, sometimes I'm like, girl. Yeah. Dang. But I mean, that, and it gets hard because you start to like compare yourself. So for so long, it'd be like, well, not my pictures don't look the same and they're not colorful. But I'm like, people just really want to hear tips and tricks. And like, while they love seeing the photos, they like, it's not, you know, like, not to knock any of the other girls, but there's just, we're in different places of it.
Totally. And I think, well, you brought up a good point because sometimes, again, I don't care that much about my feed or what I look like. I'm more of like, this is just who I am.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But I do sometimes like look at other people's, and I'm just like, oh, that's cute. Oh, look at, they color coordinated those three posts. Oh, and the next three are the same theme. Yeah. And the next thing, you know how people do that. And
ain't nobody got time for that.
No, that's the thing. It's like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time or the energy for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to use my energy wisely in other ways, you know? So it's just too much work.
Totally.
Too much work. But I do love that about your feed. It is more on the real side.
Yeah.
Still beautiful. Still,
thanks,
yeah, still looks very fun and creative and colorful, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's a little more realistic.
And I just don't, like, if you're working full time, I literally just don't have the time for that.
How do people do, and you know, and I can only imagine, you know, because I have to do it for work sometimes and for personal too. Social media does take up a lot of time.
It does.
If you want to make it look nice, it takes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine even like obsessing over your feed or photos?
No,
or even more?
I honestly, like, for me, I think, and I get asked all the time, hey, what if Coco San Diego really took off?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be like... And I said, you know, honestly, it's not my passion. Like, that's not, like, my passion behind Instagram is to connect people, is to be, like, a human LinkedIn, a human Yelp, is, like, I'm all about connection and community because I feel that our lives, we can't live life without community. Think about your family, think about your friends, think about, you know, meetup groups. That's why all of these different things... religion, all the main root is community.
Yeah.
And so finding those communities and connecting people to them, that's what I feel passionate about.
And that's why you do it.
Yeah. And really, I could do that on multiple platforms. So one day when Instagram's gone, I'm just going to be glad that I still got a full-time job.
Yeah,
and a retirement plan.
Right.
And,
yeah. No, that is true. That is true. Because some people do kind of
Leave good money.
Of course.
But I'm like, in 5 years, I mean, look at MySpace, gone. Facebook. My boss's daughter was like, Facebook's for old people. She's 14. I'm like, shut up.
By the way, do you still use Facebook?
No,
You do, right?
I looked at it today. I haven't looked at it for like over a week. And it was like 60-something notifications. I was like, oh, too much.
Delete.
Yeah, didn't even look at it. Like, it's just too much.
That's funny. Well, to go back on what you said, yes, I do think that it's good that you do have a real job and you use your Instagram. Like I said, that's what I've always loved that about you, too. Like, you keep it down to... You keep it on the path of... You remember why you're doing it, which is, like you said, to connect people.
Totally.
And you use it for good cause, too. Like, you know, it's not, again, nothing wrong with people who use their accounts to show.
No, that's people's hustles. I totally get it. It's just
not my
passion. And that's hard, though, because I have to constantly remind myself, like, it's a hobby or such. Like, even today, before I was coming over here, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't posted anything.
Wow.
Yesterday, like, to keep, because to keep engagement, to keep things up, I have to post, like, probably, like, you know, 4 to 7 times a week, you know, like, almost every day. And if not, then, like, the engagement hurts and... Not that I care that much, but I do because it is kind of a business.
Yeah,
in the same time, is
it's like your side job, but like you said, it's your hobby. So you are passionate about it. So you still want to like fill that cup,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
But then I find myself panicking like today.
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I post?
Yeah,
and so then I'm like going through my 30,000 photos. I'm like, okay, which one can I pull for today? And I did last things to do before summer because I'm very mad. Fall, you know, fall starts on Monday.
Don't remind me.
I know.
I love summer.
So do I.
So.
And we didn't really get one until it didn't start.
It was
like
a short
July.
One, but it was hot. It was a hot short one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay.
Okay. Wait. Let's rewind a little bit because you've been mentioning your husband, and I want to make sure we squeeze that in there. You are married, right?
I am. Huh? All coming up on 4 years.
Ooh. When's your anniversary?
New Year's, actually.
Ooh, that's right. You have pictures. Your wedding pictures are at North Park.
Yeah.
Where did you get married?
I got married at the Sunset Temple, which nobody really knows where it is.
I've been to a wedding there. My brother-in-law, really? my brother-in-laws got married there.
Wow. Yeah. Everybody's always like, are you Jewish?
It's hidden.
And I'm like, no.
I know. It's hidden. No one really knows.
Right behind at Tamarindo, if anybody is wondering where it is, across from West Coast Tavern in North Park.
That's right. You got married there. Okay. Yeah. So you've been married for 4 years.
Yep.
Almost. Congrats. I just passed 4 years. Woo-hoo! So made it.
Yeah.
But you were telling me earlier that you also celebrated your bachelorette party in Palm Springs.
Yes. I love Palm Springs. I always say it's my natural habitat. Mm-hmm. That's where I belong because of all the bright colors and just laying out.
It's a different vibe out there.
I love it.
When I went with my sister-in-law and her friends for her bachelorette party, I was trying to tell them, I'm like, I can't explain it. You'll have to experience it for yourself. There's something in the air, the mountains, the heat is different. Like the palm trees. I mean, it is a vibe.
It's a vibe for sure.
Yeah. So where did you guys celebrate, or how did that go?
We stayed at an Airbnb, which was awesome, which I loved. Mm-hmm. And basically, I want to be in Palm Springs. I want lots of day drinking because I'm a day drinker. Like. So then I can go to bed at 7 o'clock wake up at 7 o'clock and be ready for the next day.
Right.
And I said, I just want a shit ton of floaties.
Oh, so, I love that. Floaties change the vibe for sure.
Oh,
it's a must.
And so many pictures. Like, get me in this pizza. Get me in this donut.
Get me in this avocado.
One of my friends, she's like, anything I ever say, she has to do the opposite, right? So we have all these, like, a swan, a flamingo. We have all these cute floaties. And she somehow found an inflatable toilet.
No.
And it's a round, so you could sit in the toilet.
You're lying. That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And we had the flabongo.
What's that?
Oh my God, you need this yet.
Flabongo?
So it's like taking a beer bong.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the pink flamingos that go, lawn flamingos?
Yeah.
They basically, you turn it upside down.
Okay.
You put a hole in the stomach where the
The legs come out of?
Yep.
Okay.
And then there's a hole on the beak of it. So you put the beak in your mouth and you dump the beer inside the belly.
No. Yes. This is not a thing.
It is a thing. A flabongo.
Was it you bought a flabongo or you made a flabongo?
Well, no. They bought it.
I need to see this. Googling flabongo.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's
okay.
So good.
That's
so,
a must.
So many funny videos and pictures with the flabongo.
Yeah.
And yeah, our place was so cute.
Really? Was it one of those Instagram houses?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And this was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's probably Instagram places cuter, but I would give it a solid 8.
Ooh. Would you mind sharing one of those pictures with us of the house or something, or even the flabongo?
Oh, yeah.
The toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, whichever one.
We did it, and it was so funny. We did, like, these videos, like, synchronized swimming videos of us, like, in a time lapse. Yeah, it was fun. I was, like, we went out, and actually the last night, everyone's like, you have to go out. And I was like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So then we went to Toucan, which is a gay bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And woo-wee, that was fun.
You know, it's funny that you said that because when we brought my sister-in-law to this house for her bachelorette party a couple weeks ago, it was kind of a surprise. She knew where she was going. She didn't know, like, what house she was staying in or what the plans were. She's very much like that, too. She's not really a partier at night type of girl, and I told her too, I was like, I don't know if you want to party at night. There's not really that many places to turn up in Palm Springs. Like Toucans, and I think there was another place that just recently closed down. Forgot what it's called.
We went to some like Irish pub the first night, which was like,
I mean, you
could
have fun anywhere, right?
Your best friends.
Exactly. And the cool thing about Palm Springs too is that you can have fun at the house because those houses are beautiful out there.
Oh my gosh,
you know? And that's exactly what we did. We didn't end up going out. She didn't want to go out either. And she's like, let's just go back to the house. We're like, okay.
We did that.
Yeah. Fun. So how big was your bridal party?
My bridal party was 6 girls.
Okay. Yeah. And did you have those 6 girls come with you to the...
Oh, yeah.
Or did you have more than that?
I had more than that. Yeah. I think there was like 10 of us total.
How fun.
Which was... Yeah, it was... It was a blast. Yeah. I know sometimes that's what I get sad of, like, that was probably the only time I'd ever gonna have, like, everybody celebrating, all the people I love the most celebrating me.
Yeah, I know. I was reminiscing about my bachelorette party, too, when we celebrated my sister-in-law. It was just like, it's such a special time because it's not a birthday, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a different occasion. And yeah, they're celebrating you, but you're also, like, celebrating your friendship and your sisterhood, you know?
Totally.
And
I loved it.
It's really hard to get, especially the older you get, it's really hard to get all your good friends together, you know?
We had a blast. Yeah. We went, speaking about pictures, we went to the Parker. Have you ever been in the Parker?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, God, girl.
It's cute.
You gotta go. So cute. I mean, okay. Pictures for days. There, like, any of the, like, there's, like, iconic Palm Springs, other than the Saguaro. I feel like a ton of people take pictures there.
Yeah, love the Saguaro.
Yeah. There is a sign that says, like, drugs on it.
Oh, I thought that was at a, wait, is that the,
at the Parker.
Is that at the Ace?
No.
The Parker's a hotel?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Okay, I thought they were the same.
No, but it's another trendy ass hotel.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, there, I mean, everywhere. We went there and we had champagne and just photo shooted up
everywhere.
That whole place.
How fun.
Yeah, in the hammock and in the, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, none of them complained because it was my bachelorette party. They're like, girl, work it.
I was going to say, I'm like, do any of your friends ever say, okay, we're over this, like, let's move on?
Yeah.
They do. Okay. Yeah.
I have one friend. She's like so bratty. I love her. But she's like, I'm not going to take a picture when we get there. Don't ask me to take a picture.
And then, gosh.
And then I've been out with her and she's like, oh, this is a really cute backdrop. You should take a picture. And I'm like, you're being such a bee in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Just got to get a little boozed up.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. And then she's like, no. And then she's like my photo shoot director all of a sudden. So,
oh, I love that. That's fun. I love bachelorette parties. I love Palm Springs. Love taking pictures. So back to the pictures things. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
I wanted to share this picture that Chrissy Teigen posted.
I
love her too. I love her too. And here's talk about an influencer who's real.
I know.
She's real.
Oh, she's so real.
I mean, she's the realest. She posted this a couple weeks ago, and I, of course, tagged my husband on it because I wanted him to get the message. It was so funny. So it's a cute picture.
Yeah.
It's just a selfie of her and her daughter. And her caption says, I never have pictures of myself because I am selfless and am the designated photo taker and keeper for my family. And no one else seems to care to be thoughtful and take good photos of me. They merely click them off without paying attention to angles or lighting or general photo ambiance. But it's okay. Such is the life I chose. And then in parentheses, to John. It's so good. Because I read that and I was like, oh my God, this is my life, because I feel like I love taking pictures of good moments, or, like, you know, when you get the shot. Like, I see the shot.
Oh, I love it too.
Doesn't it feel like, right as the person who's taking the picture, don't you love it?
I was a girl that every week I would cut out of the Rite Aid coupons, and I would buy the buy one get free, like, old school. I've got boxes.
The pictures? I mean,
the disposable cameras.
Yeah.
I've got boxes of pictures.
Same.
And then I cut out another coupon for the $6.99 to process it. And, like, the amount of photos, even before Instagram started, I was like that. You walked into my room, it was like a collage, a beautiful, like, dedication to everybody except me, you know, like, these are my friends.
That is so funny because if any of my friends are listening, they know that I was that girl too.
I always
had a camera. I still have all those boxes of pictures in my house. My husband's like, do you really need this? Yeah. Yes. What are we going to do with them? Toss them?
They're my favorite.
They're memories.
Yeah.
But I'm the same way. And so now in this social media world that we live in, I mean, and with a camera at our fingertips at all times, I am that person, right? But there are some times when I'm like, could you just take a picture of me? Could you just take a candid good picture of me, right? JJ?
You know what's funny? My guy friends are better at it than my husband. And, like, I have one friend, God bless him. He's always like, wants to get the shot that's going to be on my feed.
Oh, I love that.
And so do I. I don't mind
Wait,
it at
so
all.
Now, oh my God, that's a great friend.
Oh, I have a ton of Insta husbands because my husband only wants to come to like 1/4 of the events.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's funny. There's like, because I get invited to so much stuff, I'm always like, hey, who's available this day? Like, they're like, do I have to take a picture? I'm like, of course. Like, okay, where is it at? And then, oh, okay. But they'll like, a few, like literally. Like,
they're game.
They're yeah. game. And they'll be like the other day I took one friend to the Henry. Uh-huh. And I'm literally sitting on the toilet peeing, and I get 3 pictures of like the cocktails and the food.
I love that.
And he goes, isn't this lighting great? And I'm like,
oh, you have the best friends.
Literally.
Yeah, you have great friends.
I was like honored that he did that for me. I didn't even have to take the picture. He took it for me.
I love that.
And then he was like, oh, I think you should sit over here.
Ugh. I love that.
And the lighting's better over, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got get, like true homies out
yeah,
there that
yeah.
are looking out for me.
Hype men for sure.
Yeah, what the heck, husband?
Well, yes, exactly. Well, I will say this, since I've sent that to JJ, my husband, he has been much better. When we went to Sedona for our baby moon, he was like taking all the pictures. I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Stop.
But you know, like, I do love being that person in my group of friends yeah. or my family. Like, I take a ton of photos, and like, you know, if we travel with our friends, like, I love posing them, or I love putting them in a good corner, or like where there's good lighting. Like, I'm that girl for sure. But sometimes I just want a picture of myself too. So if you're here listening to this,
snap,
don't be afraid.
Starting this hashtag now. Tanya in the wild.
I love that. Oh my gosh, that post is just too good. I'll repost that on our Real Wives in Radio podcast page. But it was just so real. I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly how I feel, Chrissy. We're the same person.
You're gonna watch out. You're gonna get someone.
No,
you're gonna be like shopping. It's like in People magazine where. Tanya's a real person too. Grabbing Oreo ice cream.
It's awful. I'm gonna look like. Crap.
Look at her
watch.
With her talkies. Okay.
Stupid. Oh my gosh, I know. Why did I say that? Oh, it's out there now. Great. Anyway, that was fun. Yeah, no. It's fun to talk about photos on social media. It's fun to take them. It's fun to post them. But, you know, always got to remember that this shit ain't real.
Most of the time.
I mean, no, it is real, but we have to take it with a grain of salt because a lot of the times you don't see the 30,000 other photos in the camera that didn't make it. You don't see, you know.
The 3-day fight my husband and I are in because,
because
I made him take a picture for the 5th time.
You know.
Shot is cute, but we might be getting a divorce.
And that is not true. But yes, you know, you don't see all that stuff. Yeah. So it is so easy to get wrapped up in it, though. It's so easy to compare, like you said.
Oh,
it's so
man.
Easy to wish you were that person or wish you were there or, you
yeah,
know, wish you could
not-
travel as much as them when in reality they're at their 9-to-5 and they're posting a picture from 2 months ago or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Making a PowerPoint. How to take a break.
But that's exactly why I loved having you as a guest, because you're not afraid to talk about that. Like, you're
no,
not afraid to
care.
Give your secrets, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not, I guess they're not your secrets to you, you know?
Honestly, they're trade secrets, but I'll share them with you guys. No, there's no big secret at all.
Well, speaking of secrets, let's turn that into tips before we go here.
Okay.
If someone does want to be more active on social media, specifically maybe Instagram, because that seems to be the most popular with our followers, where would one start? I mean, what's better, stories or posting on your feed or doing both or, you know, using yeah. GIFs or not, keeping it clean? Do you use filters?
I mean,
we didn't even touch on filters. Oh, my God. Let me tell you really quick, just a really quick story. So when I was at the bachelorette party for my sister-in-law, she had somebody create a Snapchat filter for her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah.
Problem is, I gave up Snapchat years ago. Like,
yeah,
I just did. I don't have it. I don't have the time for it. It's just another thing that I need to do. Like,
right.
Instagram's enough for me. So I didn't have it. So I'm like, I guess I'll download it for the weekend. Well, since I've had it before, I mean, it's been a couple of years, it's changed a little bit. So I was like, wait, you guys, how do you do this? And of course, yeah, of course, they were making fun of me. Oh my gosh, you're such a mom. Like, that's oh my funny. God. Yeah. I was like, why do you guys have Snapchat? Like, if you just use Instagram, they're like, because the filters. And I was like, okay. So I looked at the filters. They are some bomb filters. I mean, they
really?
You know, I here's
because it like suck your face and like all that.
It just transforms you, right? Yeah. It like puts you at your best, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I could see how you could get so snatched up in these filters. And like, yeah, it could be something really hard to let go of.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I'm not going to, I'm going to be very honest with you. I loved the way I looked with one
yeah,
of the filters,
yeah,
but then it scared me because I'm like, no, because then I'm going to get dependent
totally
on this filter, and then I'm just never going to post a picture that actually looks like me ever again.
Right.
And it's a slippery slope, you know?
Yeah,
do you use filters?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I use some on Instagram.
I mean, majority of my photos I will, like in Lightroom, mm-hmm, I mean, I'll enhance the colors
yeah,
and such.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you do, that's okay. Like, I'm not, yeah, I'm just saying for me, it was a little scary.
No, and you know what's funny though? You say that because I was looking at some photos from, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, mm-hmm, and they have, like, even the dog,
mm-hmm,
and I'm like, I look stupid. Like, I got mad at myself, and not that it's stupid to anyone else, but just that was my initial feeling of,
yeah,
like, I thought I looked, or even there were some of them where I'm like, oh, I look so good here, and then I, like, went back. It's kind of like the same thing. I used to have
yeah,
jet black hair, and I was like, I look so hot, and now I look back, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I look goth.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
like
it's
the same. It's
same thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think just, yeah, you got to be who you are.
I know. It's just a
it's
reminder,
scary,
ladies. It is. And it's fun to play with them, but again,
yeah,
like, it is so easy to get dependent on
totally
them. Because I literally I've forced myself to not get like any of those like enhancing apps or like any
yeah
of those. And I still will never forget it. When Sonic and I had our show, we had like a launch party at Lair nightclub. Is that still a thing? I don't even know. God, I haven't gone out in a long
time.
They change
like every week.
I know, but my friend Tyler was there, and he took a picture of us, and it was cute. And then he said, look at it now. And he like minimized my waist. My boobs were a little bit higher. My chin was a little bit longer. Like, I looked bomb. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I looked great. I was like, damn. He was like, yeah, I forgot what app he said it was. And I was like, how did you do that? He was like, you just press a button and it like just knows where to like snatch you. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I just got a little sad. You know,
I'm
just
my
like,
initial reaction is like anger hearing that because
yeah,
I'm like, that means he looked at that photo and was like,
what? Oh, she needs some work. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, that's how I feel from
it. I feel like,
you look great, but that's not real you.
And here's the thing. He might have, but I also think it becomes like a, not like a habit where it's just like, let's just see how much better we can get this picture to look. You know what
totally
I mean? And then you just kind of get stuck there and then it becomes a habit. I mean.
And I've had a lot of friends because they do a lot of online dating,
mm-hmm,
that have seen the pictures and then they like meet the person, girl and guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not only a girl
thing.
Dudes are
oh,
doing this too.
Oh my God. Yes. I know a ton of guys
you
that
know?
Do this. Yes.
And they're like,
true.
Whoa, you look completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know in the long run, what does that do? I don't know. Oh. Other than someone looking at your feed, you look great at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a rough, it's a tough, tough, tough thing. But anyway, back to the tips.
Tips.
Instagram. Yeah. What's better? Stories or posting on your feed or using GIFs or like I said, using
yeah
the filters that are on there. I mean, what? I don't know.
You know,
somebody that wants to get into it.
It's
and up their game.
Yeah. Yeah. And Instagram is really getting hard now because like the different algorithms.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll sometimes get, you know, 800 likes and then turn around and it's 150. And I'm like, what did I do? And that's another thing. Don't get upset about, especially now, the likes. Actually, a friend, her husband's likes are gone. You
what?
Remember? Did you hear Instagram is taking like likes away?
I'm sorry, what?
So
no.
There'll be comments. You'll see the picture, but there'll be no likes to show
what?
To everybody. Yeah. And I think that's going to be a game changer when that.
Why is
up.
Instagram doing that?
I don't know. That's
like, it's not
question.
Even an option to like the picture?
I think you can like it, but it's not showing public likes. Like, you'll see internally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to look more into it.
Yeah. It's a new thing. It's a new thing.
But the algorithm gets like, you know, I still encourage hashtags. Like I said, even just looking for food or restaurants or different things, I use hashtags. I know a lot of PR companies use hashtags in terms of when they're looking for local bloggers, or I've asked people like, how'd you find me? And they're like, oh, hashtag San Diego blogger. And they found me that way.
I don't use hashtags. I never liked them. I never got them. I never really put enough work. I just never, ever did. And I don't really care to use them either. Yeah. Like, I don't really, I'm like I said, I don't, yeah. But how does one even, like, what hashtags would you even use? Like, how do you know what to use?
Yeah, there's a ton of, like, different app resources that can help with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just do what's associated to my photo. Majority of my stuff is all San Diego, so majority of my hashtags are San Diego stuff because I want people to find my San Diego
tips and
tricks. But there's, like, you know, Discover Under 10K. There's Discover Under 20. There's, like,
are those apps?
Women Who Do. These are all hashtags.
Oh, these are hashtags.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and then they get into this, like, populated cycle. Yeah.
It's exhausting.
I know. It is exhausting. I keep them in my notes.
I was
like, going to
say,
ones.
Do you have, like, a copy and paste situation? Okay, smart. Smart girl.
I didn't always do that, and I only recently started doing that because I started getting annoyed. Or sometimes I'll write a post and then post it later.
Yeah.
Because, too, once you switch from in... which this has been weird. Ever since I hit 10K, I've had less engagement. So I don't know if that's like something like a business, like they're like knowing, oh, she must be, you know, either making money or she's doing partnerships.
Interesting. I've read that like once you go past 10K, then you're like almost stuck in a bracket where it's just like, it's a
which I don't
weird.
Really freaking care, but it's just been interesting. It's been interesting because I felt like I had more engagement. And actually, PR companies now, I mean, I work with probably 20 different PR companies.
Mm-hmm.
And more, they're looking for smaller-based influencers. Because our voices are coming probably a little more authentic than someone who has 100,000 who you know is probably getting paid for
Right.
It's also cheaper for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more likely to do stuff for trade.
Yeah.
Meaning like someone invites me to a restaurant and I get to eat and drink for free.
Right.
That's a lot of them that I do.
Yeah.
So in terms of be discovered, you're...
What a life, by the way. Just, oh gosh. It's great.
So hard.
It's great.
It's so hard being me.
No, it's fun though.
Yeah. I noticed too is my stories are much higher when I do have a post that goes live. So when you have both of them together, it's a great way. And putting up like if I do a post, any blogger you follow, you probably see like new post, new whatever.
Yeah.
Because now with the algorithm, you might not see it in your feed, but you will like see your story because maybe you watch them more often.
Right.
And so if you click that, then, and I get a lot of taps that are like, oh, now I need to read this.
Interesting.
So like having a call, kind of a call to action.
Yeah.
I noticed my tips and tricks get way more engagement than just me posting a pretty picture.
Tips and tricks of like...
anything. Like, hey, went to this restaurant. This is what I ordered. This is what I ate. This is what you should get.
I love that. It's a human Yelp. It's like another version of Yelp, which I love Yelp.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know it could be damaging to some companies, but I love reading the the good ones.
Have you been to Craft and Commerce where they read the bad Yelp reviews in the bathroom?
No. It's I have so been good. To Craft and Commerce, but I don't remember seeing that.
If you go in the bathroom, it's all the employees have recorded bad Yelp reviews.
Wait, what? Oh.
So you'll be going to the bathroom, it's like, if you like hipster, over the tops. And,
it's audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have heard that. Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think using hashtags, figuring it out, I don't think your stuff, I think people, you know, being more authentic. Mm-hmm. I notice people are looking more and more for that. And engaging with others. I mean, I don't have the time to do this as much, but that's how a lot of people have grown. Mm. They go in and they look for other hashtag San Diego bloggers, mm-hmm. and then they go comment on their stuff. And
Lots of tips here.
Yeah.
Guys, lots of tips here.
And engaging with, especially, I always recommend that, especially for companies too, mm-hmm. Because then they're going to click back and see. A lot of people will click back and see, like, who wrote on this?
Yeah.
And I don't do it that much unless there's, like, something I'm really pushing or...
Right. Or something you really want to comment on.
Yeah. I just don't have time to sit there.
Right.
And do it.
Okay, well, before we go, since we have an influencer here in the house with us, and she is Coco San Diego, and she does really, you really do know San Diego and Mexico. You're very good at that.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be hard. I think you know where I'm going.
Oh no.
Top 3 places.
I know. Okay.
4. I'm going to say food because I'm a foodie.
Okay. Oh man. Okay. So some places I'm really hot on right now.
Okay.
Number 1, Caesarina.
Oh.
In Point Loma, OB area.
And this is kind of perfect because restaurant week is next week.
Oh yeah. No,
so
it
someone
is.
Wants to
it
try.
Is.
Yeah.
That's true. I know. I'm doing restaurant week stuff.
Oh, perfect.
So that is a newer restaurant. Mm-hmm. Within the last year, it's in like Point Loma, OB area.
Oh, okay.
And handmade pasta.
Oh my.
Just the ambiance was great.
Really?
The service was great. Food is awesome. They do tiramisu table side, which is awesome. And it's not like it's funny because, no offense to them, it's not the prettiest tiramisu.
Yeah.
But it is good.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What is it called again?
Caesarina. Okay. It probably has an accent, but I'm not going to even try.
That's fine. We'll find it.
So okay. That is number one. Anything Consortium does, it's Consortium Holdings, which is like Underbelly, mm-hmm. Born and Raised, Morning Glory, Soda and Swine.
Is it still like
Craft and Commerce?
Hours for Morning Glory?
You know what? Here's the tip. Go on a Wednesday at 8 a.m. It isn't.
Okay, that's a good tip. You're right.
I hadn't been. And I have friends that are like, okay, if you go, like, just let us know when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't been, but I just went and it was good.
Oh, I haven't been and I've been wanting to go and everyone's like, don't, you're going to have to wait in line, blah, blah. But I'm like, but I heard it's really good. I want to go.
It is really good. Yeah. It's like that, like I said, the ambiance too. This is, my husband and I were talking about this because we get to go to a lot of restaurants and we don't necessarily have to wait, which probably ticks off everybody else who does. But we were saying, because some people are like, oh, I didn't think it was that good. But I'm like, if I had to wait anywhere for 3 hours, like even an hour and a half, like Breakfast Republic, Mission, like any of those like trendy places that you have to wait, you've already built up in your mind like, oh, it's going to be so good. Yeah. And then you get there and it's just like, it's good, but you...
But you waited so long.
You thought it was going to be the best meal of your life.
Yeah.
So any of their places, they also have great cocktails, Polite Provisions, you know, there's Raised by Wolves, they're all cocktail places.
I didn't know they were all the same.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big group.
Yeah, they're huge.
I had no idea. I've been wanting to go to Born and Raised, but we just haven't.
It's so good. You know that I did all these giveaways for my 10K?
Mm-hmm.
That one had the most entries.
Wow.
Right next to, actually it went neck to neck with Wonderfront. So it was $150 I was giving away to Born and Raised. 1,700 people entered that.
Oh my gosh. Giveaway.
Wonderfront Fest, that's coming up. It was two 3-day general admission was, that they're like 250 a piece.
Wow.
1,800. I'm like, this, people really want to go to this steakhouse.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I've heard great things.
Go there at happy hour. That's another thing. Get there at happy hour. Mm. They have $7 drinks and $7 bites, so you can get kind of the experience of it.
Without paying that big old price.
Yes.
Which is worth it, I'm sure.
It is.
But we don't all have them.
Yeah. It's part of an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Consortium Holdings, Caesarina, and... Ooh. I love... Man, this is like, I'm always, when people ask me like, where do I go? I'm like, okay, what area of town?
Yeah, I know. I knew this one would be hard because even when people ask me and I'm not like, I haven't been to as many places as you, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, and then we end up a lot of times like at the same place, like Underbelly. My husband loves Underbelly.
Really?
But that's consortium buildings as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you live in what part of San Diego?
North Park.
Okay, so in North Park, what would be a good place for you? Which okay,
two,
not Underbelly.
My two favorite places in North Park are going to be in Contro.
Oh, I do. I went there with you one time.
Yeah,
remember, went there?
Yes.
I had a salad there and it was delicious, but I haven't had anything else there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have awesome food. And then I would say Bivouac Ciders.
Oh, never been there.
Saying Cider Works. Awesome, great ciders that aren't like these sweet, like sticky tasting kind of ones.
Okay.
You know, like there's super, super good cider and it great ambiance in there. And the owners of it, I just love them too. And they do a great job with food. So one of the owners, Laura, she was a lawyer for years.
Okay.
Was a prosecutor for the government.
Oh,
and
okay.
And her family had, I think she was a prosecutor. Her family was in the catering business, and she just was like, I think I'm going to try this. And she always tells me, she's like, I was crazy for doing this, right?
But she's probably loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her. I love stories like that, because, like, you know, that's such a shift.
Right. Well, yeah, 20 years as a prosecutor.
Yeah,
for,
that's a completely different world.
Immigration. That's right. Immigration.
Wow.
In D.C., and then she came back out here to San Diego. So,
oh, my gosh.
Very different.
Yeah.
Than, but it just, like, those people inspire me, too, that it's like, I'm not that good. Like,
yeah,
I like to be in my safe space. Like,
yeah.
People that I admire, that people are like, you know what? I'm going to follow my dream. And
yeah.
I'm always like, you do that. I'm not. I'm going to stay safe, but you do it. So,
but I'll support you.
I'll support you. I'll come. Yeah. I'll come to your restaurant anytime.
Yeah.
Buy your things. But,
oh, I love that. Oh, man. This was fun. This is a lot of fun.
I know, this was way too fun.
Went by really fast. All right. Well, again, tell us where we can find you on Instagram.
At @Coco_San Diego.
Yes, @Coco_San Diego. You can find me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez. Of course, Dorothy at Dorothy on Air. And our podcast at Real Wives in Radio on Instagram. And you...
I had to get a video. Come on.
She's recording me now. Yeah, and so Tanya in the Wild.
That's right.
It was really fun having you on the podcast. Thank you for being our guest.
Thanks for inviting me.
Fill-in co-host while Dorothy is being a mama. And we will talk with Dorothy soon, get an update from her and her baby Bach. And we'll do a little bump date for me, too. I know, 25 weeks now. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.